your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Now, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here, broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. 2 hours Monday through Friday. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, usaprepares.com. That's usaprepares.com. Podcasts are free. And the link now works on the website, so you can click Listen to Vincent, and it'll take you right to the podcast or listen live, and you can listen on your phone. For those of you new to the class, there are over about 200 of us here at usaprepares.com, experts in various areas. All of us are innovators. We're dentists, medical doctors, engineers, surgeons, CEOs, broadcasters, researchers, physicists, farmers, inventors, and students rising to become instructors. None of us is capable of holding down a job. This is USAprepares.com, and I'm delighted to welcome our newest USAprepares.com instructor, Alfred Adisk. Alfred, I've been listening to you on the radio since the 1990s on shortwave, and you have a fresh perspective, and you don't back down. Welcome, Alfred Adisk.
Glad to be here, Vincent.
You know, let me just share this with some new students in our class. John and Judy Dollarhite have been fined by the U.S. Department of Agriculture for raising rabbits to be sold as pets to Silver Dollar City. They were fined $6.19 million. They didn't take it. They faced down the federal government, and they won. Okay? They are USAprepares.com instructors. You've seen them at the expo, our six expos. You've seen them at all the meetups, and they won. They are true patriots. Mark Baker is currently being harassed by the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. He's being fined $700,000 as we speak for raising the same pigs he's been raising for 20 years. Okay? So he's he's being fined right now. Now, Alfred Adisk, you hold the record. fined $9 million.
No, I haven't been fined, but I've been threatened with fines of $9 million per year. In theory, it could have run into close to $20 million if things had gone badly. The fines, the threatened fines were $25,000 per day by the Attorney General of the state of Texas. And with the grace of God, we advanced a freedom of religion defense. And the Attorney General ultimately just dropped the case. They just disappeared. They didn't say goodbye. They didn't say, gee, you're right. They said nothing. They just left. And that was after investing 6 years and nearly $500,000 in pretrial investigations and pretrial hearings. They just shut the doors and didn't even say goodbye. Huh? They just stopped.
Alfred, why do you think the state of Texas was so interested in you? Seriously. You know,
well, it wasn't just
about
me. I was the last of seven defendants. There were six previous defendants. The case started in 2001 against a man named William Fresnel and his wife and their corporation. And they manufactured colloidal silver, and they were perhaps the single biggest manufacturer of colloidal silver in the country at that time. And the government wanted to knock out colloidal silver on behalf of big pharmaceutical organizations, operations, corporations. And they wanted to reduce, eliminate that competition. For those of you who don't know, colloidal silver is just distilled water with silver ions in suspension in the water. And it's a powerful antibiotic. It works on a lot of different diseases. It's inexpensive, and they didn't want the competition. The FDA, we know this to be true. The FDA instructed the Attorney General of Texas to go after the original three defendants. The FDA is the one that initiated the suit, although it was prosecuted by the Attorney General of Texas and Texas Department of State Health Services was the alleged plaintiff and the Attorney General representative. We know because in the process of our research, we discovered that the Assistant Attorney General who prosecuted the case against, I was ultimately added in 2006. I was the last defendant. The first three, husband and wife and their corporation, spent $160,000 on one of the better law firms in Texas in their defense. And all they got for that is the $160,000 drove them into bankruptcy. And the bankruptcy precipitated enough stress where they went into divorce. And the two of them eventually left Texas for parts unknown. Before they left, they sold some of their business assets. They didn't sell the business, but they did sell some of the equipment and some of the supplies to another man named Ben Taylor. And the government then added him as a defendant and his corporation as a defendant and his trust as a defendant. In 2006, we're now 5 years into the process, I volunteered to be fiduciary for Ben Taylor's trust. And all that trust did was lease a couple of desks and tables and some computers to his corporation that manufactured the colloidal silver. The government made me a defendant in this case, and every single defendant was threatened with fines of $25,000 per day. That's each defendant. That's not total. That's 25 for me, 25 for Ben, 25 for his corporation, 25 for his trust, 25 for the Fresnels, and they're each of the Fresnels and their corporation. That was the threatened fine.
So are you talking about a total of $150,000 a day?
I guess that's what it'd work out to. I guess there were, what were there, six of us, seven of us all together. I was the last seventh defendant, so there were seven times 25, and you'll have to do the math on that because I'm a senior citizen and I can't do math anymore.
$175,000 a day, out of control. They really wanted to stop. They really wanted to stop this.
They didn't want to just stop them. They wanted to make an example of them. They wanted to go after the biggest colloidal silver manufacturer in the country. They wanted to beat him down so hard that he would be destroyed, financially destroyed, so they could walk in to other manufacturers of colloidal silver and said, look, you want a dose of this? We'll give you the same thing we gave these people, and they're ruined. They'll never get out of debt. That's what they wanted in order to intimidate other manufacturers of colloidal silver into just abandoning that particular business.
Well, that's exactly what I meant, they wanted to put an end to it. And they wanted to put an end to raising pet rabbits and selling them as a small business. And I'm talking about, you know, the Dollarhide family was raising rabbits on a few acres. I mean, it wasn't like they had 1,000 acres and there were rabbits everywhere. We're just talking about, you know, hundreds of rabbits, not in the thousands or 10,000s. So they were fined $6.19 million or threatened with it. And
how much is that per rabbit? Did they calculate that?
I don't know that number, but I can tell you this, that Mark Baker is being fined $10,000 per pig. And he started out with 70 pigs, so $700,000 in fines right now. I mean, currently this is going on. And I talked to him a few days ago, and he's up to a couple hundred pigs, like 250 pigs. So his fine, if they go after him the way that they intended to, he's up to $2.5 million. But he's not backing down. As a matter of fact, the word that I got from Mark Baker is that the Department of Natural Resources in Michigan is saying their agents cannot, their employees cannot go visit his farm because he's armed, dangerous, and hostile. I know this guy. I met him. I mean, I met him face to face at an event. He's not like that. But he is going to defend his property. And, you know, these guys show up with battle dress uniforms. They show up with, you know, armored vehicles, SWAT teams. I mean, what is this guy supposed to do? I walk around my farm with a .45 on me at all times. Why? Because I have to. It's not like I like carrying this piece of iron around. It's heavy. But here's a guy that's been threatened. You've been threatened. The Dollar Heights have been threatened. And we even have, Alfred, we even have a street preacher as part of our faculty in Springfield, Missouri. And all he does is goes on the street and preaches the gospel. He's been arrested, put in hinged handcuffs, thrown in the back of a squad car, put in jail. I mean, we have, I guess, a lot of us have been harassed by the police and by the government for things that make no sense. I mean, really, what's wrong with raising rabbits? What's wrong with raising pigs? These are the same pigs that he's been raising, Mark Baker's been raising for 20 years. And in your case, they've just, obviously, they wanted to really make an example so big that, as you said, no one else would want to continue.
They wanted to rule by intimidation rather than by law. That's what it came down to. In your own situation or in the situation where people are raising rabbits or pigs, the reason for, now I'm speculating here because I haven't seen the charges that have been filed against them, but I will bet you money that the reason they regulate the rabbits, the pigs, and so on is because these rabbits and pigs will ultimately be sold into the market and be consumed by people. Well, I'm betting that's the foundation. And if it is, Title VII, the United States Code, which deals with the Agricultural Department, Section 136, Title VII, United States Code, Section 136 is definitions. And in subsection D of 136 is animal. And it says the term animal means all vertebrate and invertebrate species, including but not limited to man and other mammals, birds, fish, and shellfish. They are presuming that man is an animal. All right? This is the foundation, in my opinion, for what's probably happening in your situation and in the other people's situation. The idea, they...
Tell you what, hold that thought. Alfred Addisk. Now you know why I'm such a big fan of this. Absolutely brilliant. Alfred Addisk. And you can get to his website, adask.wordpress.com. adask.wordpress.com. There's a link on page one where the instructors are.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Alfred Adisk is with us, and we're talking about man and other animals. Alfred, please continue.
Well, what I was when we stopped, I was just reading from Title 7, Section 136. This is the Agriculture Code, the United States Code, deals with agriculture, and they define animals. And they use and in their definition says the term animal means all vertebrate and invertebrate species, including but not limited to man and other mammals, birds, fish, and shellfish. Now, a lot of people don't find that surprising or shocking, but as a Christian, I believe I read the Bible from time to time, and I know that at Genesis 1:26-28, it says on the sixth day, God created man in his image and gave man dominion over the animals. Thus, man, a Christian, a Jew, anyone who relies on Genesis, if you believe that, you cannot be treated as an animal without violating your freedom of religion. If I'm given dominion over the animals, if you're given dominion over the animals, obviously we are not animals, right? Under the Christian and Jewish faiths. And that was the guts of the argument that we made in our own case when we were fighting with the Texas Attorney General, and they were suing us, and they sued us based on a definition of drugs at the state level, which is where I first stumbled into it. And Texas Health and Safety Code, Section 431.002. Okay, you can find this. This is not just crazy ideas. Texas Health and Safety Code, Section 431.002, and they define drugs. And they say drug means articles recognized by the United States Pharmacopoeia, national formula, any supplement to it, articles designed or intended for use in the diagnosis, cure, mitigation, treatment, or prevention of disease in man or other animals. And the first time I read that, I thought, why the, you know, I've told this story 100 times. I tell it the same way every time. Man or other animals, I thought, first thing I thought is why the damn fools don't know how to write. Because if they'd said man or animals, I'd say, okay, I go along with that. But when they say man or other animals, the grammar of the phrase means that they deem man to be an animal. And again, I have enough familiarity with the Bible. No, you can't do that. You can't call me an animal. I'm given dominion over the animals. I can't be an animal as a Christian. No one can be an animal as a Jew. That's a fundamental principle in the Bible. If we said a horse or other animals, makes perfect sense. If I say a cow or other animals, we know that the cow is one of a large group of animals. Again, it makes sense. If I say a rock or other animals, it makes no sense. The grammar of the phrase man or other animals means that they think people are animals. Now, when I first saw it, I thought, well, they're crazy. They don't even know how to write. They didn't know what they were doing. But the definition of Texas Health and Safety Code, section 431.002, it continues. And it says, articles other than food intended to affect the structure or any function of the body of man or other animals. And I saw it a second time in the same definition. And I said, holy cow, they really do think of us as animals. It's not a mistake. And it's borne out. They also charged us under the federal code, Title 21, Section 321. Again, definitions. And they define this is at the federal level. The previous definition is at Texas level. This is at the federal level. The term drug means it's virtually identical. The definition at the federal level and definition at Texas level are virtually identical. They both include the phrase man or other animals twice. The government, you know, we've joked about it for years that we're going to wind up as livestock on the global plantation. But it's not a joke. That's exactly how we are defined. And it's not a small thing. The Declaration of Independence starts out, it says in the second sentence, we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Those rights are not afforded to animals. They are only afforded to men made in God's image. If the government can presume or persuade, presume that you are nothing but an animal, or persuade you to go with that, you are stripped of your God-given unalienable rights. We'll talk more in a moment.
And that was your defense. Alfred Adisk, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back after these few short commercial announcements.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Alfred Adisk is with us, and we're talking about God-given rights. Alfred, you know, I was thinking this morning and last night, something keeps coming running through my mind. The U.S. government is at the beck and call and defense of corporate America to the disadvantage of we the people. It seems to happen over and over and over again. Things that seem absolutely normal, proper, and right we're losing. We're losing the overall battle because people aren't standing up against these injustices. So you talk about God-given rights. Please continue.
Well, this goes to that. For example, this country, when we stopped here, we're talking about the Declaration of Independence, and the second sentence again says, we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. All men are created equal. All right, they mean men and women, that they mean mankind. But each man, each woman, we are created equal. We are equal in that we are endowed by our Creator. Equally endowed. They don't use the word equally endowed, but that's what they mean. We are equally endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That statement is completely overlooked, misunderstood by 99% of the American people, if not 99.99%. It's the most radical statement in Western political history. At no previous moment in time has anyone declared that all people are endowed by God with certain unalienable rights. And the reason this is important is the third sentence of the Declaration, which says that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. The first half of that sentence tells us the purpose of government as envisioned by the Founding Fathers. And that purpose is to secure these rights. What rights? The God-given, unalienable rights they referred to in the previous sentence. This is the fundamental purpose of government, is to secure to each of us our God-given, unalienable rights. But if government... And if government has to do that, then government is our servant, not our master. But if they can reduce us to the status of animals, they no longer have that obligation to secure these God-given, unalienable rights, which include the right to life. Right? When you have problems raising pigs, rabbits, whatever, in the agricultural field, I'm going to bet you that the reason goes to the advertising and sale of those products to people. The government presumes the people to be animals, and based on that presumption, they can regulate what you feed the animals. But if you were to upgrade your advertising, where you made it specific and expressly clear that you are only selling the food that you were selling to men and women who were one, made in God's image, as per Genesis 1, 26 through 28, and two, endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, as per the Declaration of Independence, you would have what I believe are powerful arguments to keep the government at bay. The way the world works, there is no one argument that will necessarily triumph every time you try to resist, all right? Because you're dealing with a bunch of thugs. And in the final analysis, if they want to pull out a gun, they can pull out a bunch of them. And you have a terrible problem. But the truth of the matter is they are operating on the basis that we are animals. This isn't a new thing. The earliest instance of this that I've been able to find, and I think this is probably the earliest, is the 1906 Pure Food and Drug Act, where the government came out, again, in 1906, you can type 1906 Pure Food and Drug Act. Google it, and you'll come up. You'll find the act. It's there. Read Section 6, and it defines food in terms of man or other animals. It defines drugs in terms of man or other animals. To the best of my knowledge, I'm the first man to read this in 100 years and realize what it meant. And when we advanced this defense and essentially said, nope, I'm a man made in God's image, I'm endowed by my Creator with certain unalienable rights, and if you call me an animal, you are violating my freedom of religion, which is protected by the First Amendment on the Federal Constitution, as well as Article 1, Section 6 of the Texas Constitution. We'd been getting paperwork from every 2 to 6 weeks, certified mail, while they're threatening to sue us for $25,000 a day. We sent in that defense, and they went dead silent for 5 months. They came back after 5 months with John K. Dietz as the chief administrative judge for Travis County, which is the seat of government in Texas. And he's an important and brilliant man. He took over the case and held it for 5 months, and he tried to scare us at first. And when we wouldn't scare, then he said, I'm going to do something I've never done before. He says, I'm going to invite you back into chambers and see if we can settle this without litigation. And we said, fine. We went back into chambers, and the settlement talks lasted over a period of 5 months. We didn't sit and talk every day. We only met about three times in 5 months. But they tried to settle a case with us. And they got to where they agreed that they wouldn't charge us anything. Not fines. Not even the court costs. And we talked, the assistant attorney general handled on our case. He said he'd been there for 22 years. The attorney general's office provided him with a Mercedes-Benz to drive. He said in 22 years he'd never seen an instance. He'd seen instances where the attorney general's office would not impose fines when they sued someone in a settlement, but he'd never heard of a case where they would not only eliminate the fines, but they wouldn't even charge court costs, which ran up to about $500,000 in this situation. They even wrote that off. All that had happened is if Ben Taylor had taken a food manufacturer's license, they would have dropped all charges after that, all fines. Now, that would have been the settlement on the deal. We didn't take the deal, and they had two more hearings. They declared they had jurisdiction. We challenged jurisdiction. They declared they did have jurisdiction, and then we didn't hear from them again. They just dropped the case, and here's why. If this case goes to court, and you can essentially argue in front of a jury that you are a man made in God's image, as per the Bible, and you're endowed by your Creator with certain unalienable rights, as per the Declaration of Independence, the jury is almost certainly going to rule in your favor. They're not going to accept the idea they're animals. They're not going to accept the idea that their children and their spouses and their parents are just animals. Being an animal, being declared to be an animal, is an act of genocide. And that's not radical talk. United Nations Convention on the Prevention and Punishment of Crime of Genocide, approved December 9th, 1948, declares in part genocide is a crime under international law. But the crime need not include the actual deaths of any victims. Article 2 said the convention, this convention declares in part, genocide means the following acts committed with the intent to destroy in whole or in part a national, ethical, racial, or religious group, causing serious bodily or mental harm to the members of the group, deliberately inflicting on the group conditions of life calculated to bring about its physical destruction in whole or in part. Declaration of Independence says we get our rights from God, our most important rights from God, and they include the right to life. They are only affixed, they are attached to men and women made in God's image. Those rights, if they can reduce you to the status of animals, you do not have a right to life. Right? This is exactly what they're talking about in genocide. It's not necessary that you kill someone to commit genocide. It's only necessary that you change legal or physical circumstances that make their deaths more likely. That's what the government is doing. They don't have to protect our rights if we're not men and women to any meaningful degree. We're just livestock. If you can advertise and say, no, I'm not, if you can make statements, no, I'm not, they've got a terrible problem because they've got to stand up in front of a jury and say, no, these people are just animals, and we can kill them anytime we want. We can harvest them like chickens in a Tyson poultry processing plant. There is so much at stake here that they don't dare argue this issue in court. The entire war on drugs is based on the presumption that the people are animals. The definition of drugs includes the phrase man or other animals. They presume us to be animals. 70% of the people in federal prisons right now are there because of drug-related offenses. They are all there on the presumption that they are nothing but animals. The drug war, if this issue goes forth and we get a high appellate court rule, no, you're not animals, you're actually men and women. All right. You're endowed by your Creator with certain unalienable rights. You're made in God's image. If we get a superior court, an appellate court to rule on that, we have just wiped, knocked out the war on drugs. Now, I'm not here to advocate drugs. I don't use them. I don't sell them. I don't buy them. You understand? But I'm telling you, it's the foundation of the modern police state. You knock out the drug issue, and what do the cops got to do? Nothing. American medicine depends on drugs and medical devices. Both drugs and medical devices are defined in terms of man or other animals. American medicine is based on the presumption that you are just an animal, which may explain why a doctor can carve holes in you with a knife, and if you happen to die on the operating table, no one gets charged with murder. You understand that? It's because a man didn't die. An animal died. That's why these guys, American doctors right now, are, whether they know it or not, they're functioning legally as glorified veterinarians. They happen to be primate specialists. Right? They don't work on dogs and cats and pigs and goats. They just work on one variety of primates, which they presume us to be. American medicine is based on the presumption that we are animals. The billions of dollars of profit that are generated each year by pharmaceutical industries selling drugs are based on the presumption that we are just animals. The restrictions they're trying to impose on you and the other people working in agriculture, we talked about earlier, raising pigs and goats and rabbits and whatever, they are based on the presumption that you and or your customers are nothing but animals. They can control you under that presumption. If you can beat that presumption, if you can even raise that issue, they have a terrible problem because they don't want to confront it in court in front of a jury. If a jury rules in your favor, if you're astute and you can persuade the jury that the arguments I'm advancing here are correct, the jury rules in your favor, the story goes viral and the whole country starts to do the right thing.
Alfred Addisk, activist, proponent of justice, is talking about man or other animals. Brilliant, brilliant defense. We'll be right back. I'm Vincent Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. Please share this broadcast with friends and family who are being attacked by the governments.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by nearby 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Well, actually, I've got your...
Take my...
When you go to
the season...
For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, Alfred Adisk is with us, and... Alfred, you know, when I was in public school, you and I are somewhat near the same age. When I was in public school back in the
1950s. Same century. We were probably born in the same century. I don't know about the same age, but go ahead.
You know, when I was in the public school back in the 1950s and 60s, you know, they taught us that we're animals. We're mammals, you know.
I know.
You know, we're just... That's what they've been teaching us.
Of the theory of evolution, which they compel people to learn. This is why people are not surprised. They say, oh, man or other animals, no big deal. It's because I read the Bible and I understood, wait a second, this is a contradiction to what we say in the Bible, and we've got a First Amendment freedom to support us against this. This is a powerful, powerful argument.
Well, I think that Mark Baker, as soon as I'm done with broadcasting today, I'm going to call Mark Baker and email him the link to this broadcast. I think this might help him in his defense against the Michigan Department of Natural Resources that wants to fine him $700,000.
High probability. He's got to read the paper, go and find the link where one way or another they're making the presumption that he or his customers are animals and therefore the government can regulate the animals. They can't regulate
and as,
them.
And Alfred, as you mentioned, the 1906 Pure Food and Drug Act, Section 6, the moment you said that, I was on the keyboard, class. I don't know if you heard me typing away.
No, I didn't.
He's right. It's absolutely there. Yeah. And it says, it says man or other animals.
And just it says it three said. Times at Title 21, Section 321. All right. Again, the definition of drugs, food. If you are eating food, you are presumed to be an animal. The FDA is the Food and Drug Administration. And in their own definition of food, the people are presumed to be animals. And in their own definition of drugs, the people are presumed to be animals. The
FDA
is the regulation of livestock.
You're absolutely right. It says the term, quote, food, unquote, as used herein shall include all articles used for food, drink, confectionery, or condiment by man or other animals, whether simple, mixed, or compound. It says right there, Section 6, 1906 Pure Food and Drug Act. It says
but you
it
can
right
find
there.
It in the modern law as well. That's 100 years ago. That's over 100 years ago now. It was a century. Again, I'm pretty sure I'm the first one in a century to read the law and realize what it meant. And that's why they just dropped the case. What else could they do? They couldn't take it to court. They couldn't risk, even though they might be able to out-litigate me. It's not that I'm a tremendous litigator, per se, but this argument can't go in front of a jury. You can't, and because on top of them, as I mentioned earlier, this is an act of genocide. Looking at organization or genocidewatch.org, they've got a paper up there that's called The 8 Stages of Genocide, which you can find. I won't give you all the links to it, but genocidewatch.org, and you'll find the 8 stages of genocide. Third stage is dehumanization, and I'm quoting, one group denies the humanity of the other group. Members of it are equated with animals, vermin, insects, or diseases. Our government has equated us with animals. This is an act of genocide being perpetrated against the American people by your own government. In 1935, the Nazis passed the Nuremberg Laws, and you can also do this, Nuremberg Laws. Put 1935, Nuremberg Laws. Run it into your computer, into your Google it, and it will tell you that they passed the law that declared the Jews to be Untermenschen. Meaning, unter meaning under, mensch meaning man, it meant subhuman. It meant animals. In 1935, that was the premise, the legal premise that allowed them to kill men, women, and children. They could do it. They could harvest. They could kill them like a nest of rats or a hive of wasps because they'd been legally declared to be animals. Your government has legally declared you, ladies and gentlemen, to be animals. And if you're going to allow that to go and you don't want to argue this point, you don't get it, they can legally march you off to camp just like the Nazis marched the Jews. This is not a small or just bizarre little situation. This is big time.
Alfred Adask, adask.wordpress.com, adask.wordpress.com. I'm going to post the 1906 Pure Food and Drug Act, and the post about the Nuremberg Laws. Exactly what Alfred Adask has been talking about right after the...
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called Nuka. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustments. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.